On this day, 12th October 1920, Irish Army trained bogsiders. Men from the bogside were trained in the south by the FCA, Local Defence Force. It was disclosed yesterday at the Dublin Arms trial. Mr. Jim Gibbons, then Minister of Defence, who was cross-examined for 4 hours, said that a few days after the abortive attempt to bring arms into Dublin port on March 25th, 1970, Mr. Neil Blaney, then Minister for Agriculture, asked him to allow his Department of Defence to be used to import arms. Mr. Gibbons said he had refused to do so, and this angered Mr. Blaney. After the attempt to bring arms into Dublin Airport on April 17th, Mr. Gibbons claimed Mr. Blaney tried to trap him by handing him a letter from a Hamburg arms dealer. Cross-examined, Mr. Gibbons said 9 men from the bogside had been enrolled in the FCA and trained in Donegal by the Irish Army in the use of arms. Editor's note, when Taoiseach Jack Lynch learned of this practice, he ordered its immediate cessation. Gerrymandered council under fire. Upwards of 10,000 people are expected to attend the monster demonstration to be held today in Enniskillen to protest against the discriminatory policies of the Fermanagh County Council and against the imprisonment of members of the Fermanagh Civil Rights Association who refused to pay fines imposed on them for forcibly occupying the county council offices. 6 MPs will be among the speakers. Last night, extra troops and police were being moved into the town in case of any outbreak of trouble. Veto on Catholic school contested. Mr. Turlough O'Donnell, QC, counsel for the appellant at a planning appeal yesterday, said that without compulsory purchasing powers, it was very difficult to get a site for a voluntary Catholic school. Mr. O'Donnell was appearing for the Bishop of Down and Connor in an appeal against the decision of Down County Council refusing permission for the erection of a girls' grammar school at Ballylis Brendan Cumber Road, Dundonald. Mr. TCB Henderson for the County Council said permission had been refused because the 20-acre site was outside the Matthew stop line. Piece by poison plan, with the whole valley of the bogside one huge gas chamber, Nationalist President, Mr. Eddie McAteer accused the British Army in Derry last night of planning to bring peace by poison to NI, as troops again sealed off the bogside and fired gas canisters to dispel crowds of youths. The former MP said, "The whole valley of the bogside is a huge gas chamber."